This is MNN Sports. I'm Mike Graham. The Minnesota Wild now lead their best-of-seven series 3-2 after a 4-2 win in Dallas last night. Minnesota head coach John Hines.
I just think it's commitment. You know, when you want to be able to play a strong team game, you know, lots of times you think defense is just in the D zone, but I just think it's playing with strong structure, trying to be above people, being organized, you know, playing with discipline, you know, whether it's on your forecheck or the offensive zone, reading and anticipating changes of possession and making sure that you're on top. And, you know, our guys are, they're committed to that. It's how we've basically played all year. But right now, I think there's a high attention to detail.
Minnesota forward Michael McCarron tallied the go-ahead goal in the third period. Kirill Kaprizov added an empty net marker to help secure the win. Matt Zuccarello returned to the lineup. He opened the scoring. And Matt Boldy had a power play goal. Jesper Wallstedt was again good in net. He was the winner. Tomorrow's Game 6 faces off at 6:30, with Minnesota now in position to close out the series in St. Paul. The Minnesota United saw their time in the U.S. Open Cup end with a 4-2 loss at San Jose last night. The Twins' bullpen faltered at home last night. Seattle beat them 7-1. Byron Buxton hit a solo homer in the fifth that at the time gave Minnesota a one-zip lead. Joe Ryan, the All-Star, took the loss despite allowing only two runs in six innings. He says he was better in this one than he was in his last outing.
We made a couple of good adjustments this week. Still a couple of things I want to iron out, but a couple extra pitches there. I think a couple of things that I can do to like sustain that a little bit longer in the game and keep a couple of hits and a couple of runs off the board there. So that's just a little frustrating from my side.
The rubber match of the series is today at Target Field at 12:40. The AAA Saints beat the Iowa Cubs in St. Paul yesterday 9-5, and the Gopher baseball team whipped St. Thomas last night in Minneapolis in seven innings, the final 12-1. This is MNN Sports.